from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Okay, let's switch gears here. I want to talk about Patrick Beverley, because that obviously is the story nationally as well. Everybody's talking about it. I'm sure I'll talk about it on Wisconsin Sports Daily here on Friday, served up by Wendy's. And that is throwing a basketball multiple times into the stands. And then secondly, gets back to do the locker room and ices out this ESPN producer, Melinda Adams. And she's just, she got her mic in there. She didn't even ask a question. And he's just like, you subscribe to the pod? And she's like, no. And she's smiling, thinking he's messing around. And he's like, well, then, you're not interviewing me. And then he waits for the next question and then pushes her microphone out of the way to get her out of the circle so she can't get any audio too. And I have all kinds of things to say about that whole interaction, because I love all the dudes that are on social media ripping Pat Bev. All the dudes that were in the interview circle, did anybody stick up for her with Pat Bev and say, dude, what's your problem, man? She didn't do nothing. Let her in the interview circle. Did anybody stick up for her in that circle with Patrick Beverley? Did anybody say anything? If you wanted to have a stance and protect her, y'all should have got up and walked away. That's my first point. My second point is, he doesn't do that to a guy. I bet you any money he's never, ever pulled that crap with a dude, but he pulled it with a woman. And that's crap. That's unacceptable. Now, again, according to her, Beverley called her this morning and the Bucks called her this morning, both to apologize, and him saying he needs to be better. He apologized for throwing the ball into the stands as well at the Pacers game. But last night, when it got tweeted out, he quote tweeted and said, this is unfair. These people were all over us the whole game. We asked for security to do something about it. The whole game, they did absolutely nothing the whole game. That does not excuse him from throwing the basketballs into the stands, but it should put up a flag of, listen, if you've got players at a game getting harassed and they've asked and you're not doing anything about it, that's a problem. Your security on the road, whoever that security is, should be removing fans if the players have an issue with whoever's sitting behind the bench. And again, you spend all that money. Why do you got to be a clown show for? Like, just sit there, cheer for your team, do what you got to do. So, again, thoughts on Patrick Beverley, Bart?
As far as the ball throwing thing, I mean, I don't care. You can't do that. The basketball is such a different sport where nobody, like, these people are on top of you in a way they aren't in other sports. Sure, you can yell stuff at the dugout. Sure, you can, you know, do stuff with, football. You can get to your voice to a person, but not like this, not where you're actually sitting right behind them and you could physically touch them. And the basketball players are hearing this like the entire time. People are yelling at them, heckling. And in a playoff atmosphere, okay, if I'm one of them, I might pop at some point. But still, that he threw it very hard. That I'm not excusing. The media scrum thing, everybody's wrong in that situation except for the reporter or the producer, whoever.
Melinda Adams, right.
Yeah. Which I don't – okay. Pat Bev's wrong, obviously, for that. The reporters are wrong for – and this happens all the time where somebody gets punked and then the reporters sit there and they just like, oh, that's crazy, but this is the access that I'm getting. I can't make a stand. They might say something later, but in the moment they will go on. So they're wrong. I also think like – and I saw it first with Brian Windhorst and then I saw other people do it. We couldn't see this woman. We couldn't see her head. We didn't know who it was. This is an embarrassing, tough moment. She can just like walk away and that's fine. But everyone's got to be like, oh, this person's the great. I hope they just asked her like, hey, is it okay if we stand up for you? That I would have liked them to do. But, you know, she publicly put it out there today. She got the apology. So, Nathan, that's where I stand on it. What about you with those two things?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with a lot of your points. I think with both, it's just a little bit of immaturity and, you know, Pat Bev just losing his cool. And we've seen that from him throughout his career. You know, it's kind of been something that he's done where he just loses his cool at times. And he's a passionate guy. He's a fiery guy. It's part of what makes him good on the basketball court, but it can also be his downfall sometimes. And, you know, I know him, they said that the thing that kind of ticked them off was at the end, the fans were saying like Cancun on three or something like that, which is funny. But, you know, he's just a guy that in the moment when he's losing and when, you know, you're about to have your season end and you have to listen to fans yell at you, like he's a guy that sometimes cannot take that the best. And something he's got to work on, as he said, he needs to be better. And same with the reporter thing. I didn't see that completely. I saw just a clip of it, but I've been traveling, so I haven't totally looked at that. But, yeah, I mean, disappointing for him to do that. And I mean, I'm glad he apologized and everything, but just something that you can't have happen. So hopefully just something that he can learn from. But again, I just think it's part of who he is. What makes him good is his fiery attitude and his passion. But it also, in the moment, he's the guy that is just prone to possibly losing that cool. And the same with like Bobby Portis as well. You know, again, something that helps you out on the court, but also can be your downfall. So it's just upsetting to see it happen. And, you know, disappointing.
Okay, so here's the question. Do you want him back? Because odds are he's going to get suspended, right? Odds are for throwing that ball, he's going to get suspended. So if you say, yes, I want him back, and yes, I'm going to sign him, get ready to play without him to start the year, which, again, we don't care about because we don't care about the regular season. But would you want him back in a Bucks uniform? Go ahead, Nathan.
I would. Just he was one of the few guys outside of the big three that I'm like, I would like to keep him around. I think what he brought to this team was needed. What he brought, the intensity, the energy, you know, obviously he wasn't great all the time, but I thought he had several games where he made a huge impact and several playoff games where he made a huge impact. And it was like, man, Pat Bev was awesome tonight. So he's one of the few guys that there were a few role players that I really am like, hey, I'd like to see them bring him back. And I think all those guys in the locker room, I think, have a respect for him. You know, I know Dame and him had their beef prior, but I think that they did gain a lot of respect for him. I think he was good for that locker room. And I think he brought some camaraderie to that team. So I think he's a guy I want back. But other than him, like none of the other role players, I'm really thrilled about, like, we got to get these guys back, you know, and I'm pretty open to moving a lot of the role players, but Pat Bev is one that I would like to see back.
Bart, what about you? Do you want Pat Bev back after all the antics in game six?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.